And welcome to another edition of In the Trenches. I'm your friend, your host, and your guide, Ernest Snooks. I'm joined today by a friend of mine, actually, who has agreed to come on the show. Neha, thank you so much for taking the time to appear with us. And I'm just before we get started, if you want to just give your a little brief bio about yourself so the listeners know who you are.
So my full name is Neha Kumari. So I'm from India. I came here in the year 2022, in fall, September, and I'm studying MBA, Masters in Business Administration. I'll be graduating this coming fall, 2024. And yeah, that's all about me.
Excellent. Well, just to kind of let the listeners know, me and Neha have known each other for quite a while, since the early days in the good old dining hall of Memorial University. So I just want to get started here and kind of ask you, as someone who's come a very long way from India, why Mun? What made you want to study at Memorial, for example, or in Newfoundland and Labrador in general?
I always wanted to study abroad, so I have few options that I had along with Memorial. Like I was also looking to study in Ireland, and I also had few options in UK as well. But then I ended up in Memorial. So there are two, three things. So first of all, your the business, like as I said, that the Faculty of Business Administration, they support student entrepreneurs, and me who is looking forward to become an entrepreneur is something that I was looking forward to. So they have committees like MCE, Memorial Center for Entrepreneurship, then ETP, Entrepreneurship Training Program. So these programs actually help students to explore their entrepreneurial skills, learn about the entrepreneurship. And someone who is very passionate about entrepreneurship, Memorial is the best place. So that was my first reason why I came here. And the second reason is because of the fees. I know for international students the fees has been raised, but it's still comparatively to other universities, it is still affordable. So these were my two main reasons why I ended up here.
Excellent. So coming all the way from India, so what was your expectations when you were kind of leaving? What did you think it was going to be like here? Did you think it was going to be like the weather was going to be what you thought? Did you think it was going to be as affordable as you realize now? Things like that. Like, what were your expectations?
I was very, like, I was not expecting here people to be that kind. I mean, I met, like, especially the newfies over here, the localized people, they are really good and they are really kind, very helpful. I was not expecting them to be so kind to an international student like me. I am, like, my heart, like, warms up when I see people, like, and there are a few people at my work as well whom I'm very close to, and they hug me and they bless me, and then I really feel that connection, because I have been homesick lately. I haven't gone home, but when I interact with such people, I really feel that I am at home. That's what I get, that homely feeling. And yeah, I was not expecting weather to be so unpredictable. Like, I think 2, 3 days back, the weather was like crazy. It was sunny, then it was snowy, then sunny, it was snowy. I was like, I don't know what's happening. But yeah, overall, except the wind, everything is fine. As long as it is not windy, the weather is good. But if it is windy, then obviously it becomes very chillier, especially in term in winters. And yeah, and third thing I didn't expect is, like, I knew that Newfoundland is kind of isolated from the mainland, but the developments in Newfoundland that has been happening from past 2 years, that I have seen, like, so many startups are coming up, and this province is growing. So yeah, so these are the three things that I didn't expect, but yeah, I can see that it's happening right now.
When you came here, I mean, did you feel like isolated? Did you feel very kind of separated from people, or did you? I mean, I kind of already know the answer to this because I've known you since you've pretty much come. Did you find it hard to kind of meet people to kind of make connections and that, or did it all come relatively easy?
So the thing is that depends on personality. So I kind of ambivert. I'm not completely extrovert, but I'm ambivert. Like I kind of gel people. I gel with people very easily. And in my first semester, I was staying in residency, Hatcher, where I met a lot of people, especially in the residency and whenever we used to go to eat in the dining hall. So it was very easier for me to, get to know each other. And I met few good people as well over there who are also international students from a different country, and I'm very close to them still. And yeah, for me it is relatively easier to make connections, but again it depends on personality to personality. I know a few people over here who are introverts, and for them it is kind of difficult to make connections, but for me specifically it was not a difficult thing to do.
Okay. Well, no, yeah, I know you've never really had that trouble, from what I remember. So, like, for example, what do you find really difficult about living here? Like, especially say, for example, in St. John's in particular, what do you find is really challenging for you?
Really challenging. So the really challenging thing for me is like balancing both work and study. And also, like, I also do other stuff as well. Like, I'm a memorial student leader. I kind of organize welcoming weeks, do volunteering work. So sometimes it becomes really overwhelming. And at times when you are at the end of the semester, you have exams coming up, assignments on top of that, you have these things like your work. So it becomes really challenged to balance, especially in winters. So last winter, I was kind of got into seasonal depression. I didn't know that there is something called a seasonal depression. So localized over here told me that there is something called a seasonal depression, and maybe because I was very overwhelmed with the tasks that I had on my plate. But apart from that, like if you know how to balance things out, like for any international student who is coming here, I know things will not be easy. You have to manage studies, work, because without work, you cannot pay off your bills. You have until unless you are from very affluent family. Yeah, so managing that, like time management, and managing your time in a day, and also like keeping some time for yourself, that becomes a challenge at times. Yeah.
Now, you've never been difficult to find like a job here? Because I mean, we do hear, like people say there's always a shortage of work. It's always so difficult to get like employment. But did you have any trouble?
Fortunately, unlike I was not having that trouble. I got a job when I came here, and then I was doing three jobs in my first and second semester. It was very difficult. I was a TA for my professor, and then I was also working at two other places. So because of that, like when it comes to job, like part-time job, I never got any difficulty to find jobs. But yeah, people who are coming recently, I know some people who haven't got the job, maybe because like there are so many international students keep coming in, and today again there are like rules changed for international students, the permit and all. So maybe because of that, because of so much of intake, there are less jobs and more people. So yeah, but thankfully for me, I never had that difficulty. But yeah, nowadays people are facing such difficulties. Yeah.
And kind of staying on the topic of difficulties, like for you, do you find it difficult, being in St. John's in particular with the cost of living? Because I mean, we've seen how it's changed in the last, even the last year, things have really gone up. I mean, I want to get any some chicken or even or vegetables, even worse, for our vegetarian friends. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. So I know, I being a vegetarian, I can understand, because see, when I was staying in residency, everything was taken care of by the university. But as I'm shifted to off campus, I had to like pay my own bills. I have to buy the own groceries. And being a vegetarian, what I have observed is like it's more expensive, because vegetables are more expensive than the meat section. And inflation has really hit its bottom, and like the price of a spinach and everything is like so expensive. Even my room rent has increased from past year to this year. So yeah, that becomes a challenging thing, because you're still a student, right? But your expenses have increased, so you have to work more hours. Maybe because of this, the immigration committee has decided to extend till April 2024 to work more than 40 hours, but then again, it becomes challenging for students to balance their studies because their study should not be affected, but then they have to work also because they have to pay their bills. So, yeah, that is a challenging part.
No, it definitely is. I mean, like I interact with a lot of international students regularly. I mean, I had a lot of friends in dining hall and such, and I heard all the stories. And I mean, even now, it's I don't know how they do it, because I mean, it's hard even for like a local like myself sometimes to get by. I don't know how someone who's got to also pay, like, your tuition has to be paid a little bit faster. I mean, and you guys have, and international students have to pay kind of almost everything. Nearly up front, and it's significantly higher. So it's very concerning. The thing now, I'd also ask, like, kind of on that same kind of topic. Could you see yourself staying in Newfoundland after you graduate,
Oh yeah,
or
sure.
do you? Oh, so
Huh.
you would like to live in the
Yeah.
province?
Because I see there's a lot of opportunity over here, especially for people who want to start their own business. There's a lot of opportunity in this province. So I definitely look forward seeing myself staying here after I graduate. Yeah.
That's excellent. So if you could give any advice to the new coming students, what would you really like to give? What would you like to tell them?
Stay strong. I mean, staying strong in the sense is like stay strong from here. I mean, it takes a lot of mental toll once you come to a new country, and nothing is gonna go smoothly. At times, you will feel homesick, you will feel overwhelming, you will feel a hell lot of things, and you know, you are surrounded by people, but then those people also have their own life. But at times, you do feel lonely, you have to spend time by yourself, alone in the room. Think, you know, how you can cheer yourself up. So always have that sportive mentality that if nobody is there to cheer you up, you are there to cheer yourself up because you are a student. Like, and you know, it's just like for a few years, like 1 year down the line, all these things will be a history. So make sure that you know you achieve your dreams. No, never get overwhelmed or never get scared of all the challenges that is coming on the way. Try to face everything with a smile. Yep.
Well, Neha, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you taking the time out of this out of your busy day for this brief interview. We wish you all the best. We hope sometime we could have you back on to kind of see how it was going when we started this conversation, and then how it's going later on. It would be greatly appreciated, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Ernest. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.